Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to my producer today, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how are you doing?
Hey, Erica, doing super well. Had a nice busy weekend, and I'm still recovering.
I know the feeling. I had an impromptu girls weekend and then did about 10 miles of hiking on Sunday. So it was great to be out in that fresh air and have a nice a lot of laughs with my ladies.
Love so, that, yeah.
And I have to say, Jacob, I always love your positive and sunny disposition because you always come to the show bright and happy, and it's never a sour mood, and I love that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks so much. I do try to keep things positive. Obviously, we can't expect that of ourselves all the time, but you know, I do enjoy hanging out with you every Monday or every other Monday or so.
Oh, well, and you truly radiate brightness, which really gets me to that episode and my guest for today. So if you didn't see it out there, today's episode is named What's Your Sunshine Quotient? And my guest, Catherine Chadwick, is here to discuss an awesome, unique tool you can incorporate into your daily lives. The Sunshine Quotient is a mindfulness and breathing technique that Catherine has developed and teaches to her clients. The Sunshine Quotient is a term that refers to lighting gradients in photography and radiology, though Catherine has applied it to individuals. We each constantly emit light and information, and it's a concept that is easily understood and can be incorporated in raising your level of radiance, which is really your calling card in life. So a little bit about Catherine before we get her talking about this wonderful tool. Her enthusiasm for life is truly contagious, and you will see that as the show goes on. She's a certified transformational life coach who incorporates her background in nursing and applied positive psychology in being the guide, really, who helps her clients craft the skills of self-mastery, develop clarity of purpose and intention, and become expansive and radiant in their own lives. So with that, please welcome to the show, Catherine.
Erica, thank you so much for having me. This is fabulous. And my favorite saying, how fun is this?
Oh, honestly, it is fun. And you won't believe how fast the show goes. So I hope it's the same for the listeners. So tell listeners how you transitioned into coaching from your, you know, previous career.
Well, it certainly has been a progression. So, you know, I graduated from nursing college in the late 70s. My first nursing job was working ICU at a small hospital in Florida. I worked also as a hospital nurse IV therapist. I honestly didn't do a lot of nursing when the kids were growing up. I didn't want the nanny. And I always say I've learned more growing up with the kids than anywhere else, right? So,
oh yes.
Right. But then I went back into nursing and went back into the IV therapy, and I got ideas for home care, and I started You've Got Nurse, which is a wellness education and management company. And I also started working in entertainment. And I was just having so much fun doing all of these things and doing video work and doing videos to promote You've Got Nurse. And I really got the download for the Sunshine Quotient. And people were just saying, oh my gosh, you're just so bright all the time. What are you doing? And I'd say, yeah, you know, I have a high sunshine quotient. And after I said that a few times, I thought, well, okay, I know what I'm feeling, but how do I articulate that? And I actually ran a search for it. And I was just delighted because it's a term that refers to lighting gradients in photography and radiology. But of course, people have different levels of radiance. People have different levels of light. We are the light beings that you spoke of. We're always emitting light and information. And when you think of the people around you or look at them around you, oh my gosh, you'll see the different levels of brightness. And so I was just like, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. So I started working with it and how am I going to use this? And I had a very severe reaction to a tick bite. And had a very long and nasty situation with being treated with Lyme disease. Unfortunately, I was treated properly, but it was during this treatment and the recovery of the Lyme disease that I actually developed the breathing technique as a mindfulness technique. And I made so much progress with it and I used it, you know, consistently. And I noticed these changes that were happening with me as far as getting more connected and being more mindful. And so when I went back to work, I started teaching my clients about this. And it has really mushroomed from there. But I'm just delighted to be able to do it because it's visual and it's also visceral. And it makes it very easy for people to latch onto the idea and be able to incorporate it into their own habits.
And I think that's a great segue to talk about. So we know how you started using the sunshine quotient, but how does using it really benefit anyone and everyone?
Well, it's not just the sunshine quotient part of it that is part of the benefit, because if you just take a deep breath in through your nose, you're stimulating your vagus nerve. And that connects you with the parasympathetic side of your nervous system, the calming side of your nervous system. And that obviously benefits all of us, right? And when you blow out gently through your mouth, as if you're very gently blowing out a candle flame, it causes you to focus more on your breath, which actually helps to enhance the mindfulness activity. What I really love about the sunshine quotient is we're all a part of nature and everyone understands the different gradients of light, feeling the sun's warmth on the skin and incorporating the visualization. The mind doesn't differentiate between what you visualize and what you perceive to be real at this moment. And, you know, the imagination is everything, right? So it's very easy to visualize. You're just breathing in the sunlight, breathing in that light in through your nose. And you can visualize that filling every little crease and crevice of you. Your heart is getting brighter. You're actually glowing from the inside out. And that radiance actually increases your vibration. And your vibration is reflected in your radiance. And so bringing in the light and thinking, visualizing that you're becoming brighter actually causes people's vibrations to raise up. And it's fascinating how this works. So just breathe in through the nose, bring the light in with you. Feel yourself glowing from the inside out. With every breath, your radiance gets larger and larger and larger and is far reaching. You can reach out into the universe with this brightness. And it causes you to have a feeling of warmth, not only inside and outside. And that's really the beauty of it, because when you're focusing on the brightness of it, it's easy to stay focused on the brightness of it and your mind doesn't really wander. When I teach people to do this, it's really just so much fun because you can just see them starting to smile.
Yeah. And it's so true though. I mean, it's one of my favorite sayings is your vibe attracts your tribe, right? And when you walk into a room and you can feel that negative energy, right? If someone's, or the emotional energy, even if someone's upset or stressed, and you pick up, I mean, I laugh because my dog was all freaked out and running around and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, what is wrong with him? Well, I was acting the same way. And I didn't even realize it. I was, you know, stressed with work. I was trying to get deadlines done. I was behind on a project I wanted to do. And so my energy was that tightness, and the dog was picking up on it and not loving it. People do the same thing. Yeah. And I think when you can focus on your breathing, calm yourself and get in really that focus. And we'll get into a little bit more of that next episode about mindfulness, our next segment about mindfulness. Is that you do adjust your energy. You admit something differently, and then you're going to start attracting the people, the things, your desires, because you're on that right path. And I think that is so important for everybody. And that's one thing that I thought was great, is that it truly does benefit everybody and anyone, because you are now focusing within.
Well, and the vagus nerve is very far reaching. And it's incorporated with a lot of how your body operates. I mean, you know, it affects your digestion and your heart rate and your blood pressure and, you know, your immune system response. And so it's just such a wonderful thing to be aware of.
Yes.
And learn to use it to your advantage.
So we're going to take a quick break, but before we do, you have got a complimentary virtual event coming up just in a couple days. Do you want to tell us about that?
I do. I'm offering a complimentary webinar, and it's entitled, Your Vision is Calling You. Time is Not Waiting.
I love it. So before we go, tell folks how they can reach you and sign up and look for this free webinar.
Ah, very good. My website is theartofselfcraftsmanship.org. And you'll find there at the menu top, there are buttons and it'll say webinars. And click on that and you will find where it says webinars, and you'll find the registration page. And then we'll go from there.
So that is theartofselfcraftsmanship.org. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S., using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Do you ever wonder why you were put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Courtney Cottrell is walking in her purpose, creating incredible tools to level up your life. Let's introduce you to the Unapologetically Favored Gift Shop, your one-stop shop for all Courtney's motivational books, custom created, inspirational gifts, and more. Products that remind you of your purpose on this planet, infused with the passion to uplift lives. Shop apparel, books, wall art, and more at shopfavored.net.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Catherine Chadwick. Catherine, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks again.
So during the last segment, we discussed your sunshine quotient. And if folks go out to your website, they can look for a complimentary video for the sunshine quotient. Is that right?
Yes, there's actually a video there embedded in the website. You don't have to sign up at all. It's right there.
Wonderful. So you definitely want to check that out. And again, that website is theartofselfcraftsmanship.org.
Correct.
All right. So now this segment, what we really want to get into is why is mindfulness so important? And if you think about it by the word itself, it seems pretty straightforward. It is fully paying attention to what is before you, whatever it is you're doing, you know, just to be present. But it is more. And why? Why is that so important, Catherine?
Well, our mind is our most valuable resource. So it's like, how are you using it? How are any of us using it? I mean, and anytime any of us take the time to pause and connect with ourselves for a little time, a little course correction to get back to the flight path, so to speak, that's what really we want to accomplish. If we pay it no mind, we get stressed and we don't treat ourselves well. And if we're not treating ourselves well, how are we treating other people? It's what you alluded to earlier when you were being a little bit frantic and your dog was picking up on that. You know, as much as smiling and having a high vibration is contagious, you know, frantic behavior and discord is contagious as well. So the thought is what I refer to as a whirlwind. You know, it's described as so many things as the rat wheel, you know, the monkey mind, what just keeps, you know, going and going and going and round and round. And we're not even really accomplishing anything in particular. Oh my gosh. And we all, you know, we often catastrophize situations. We fabricate things of what did happen, what might happen. These things aren't even real. And yet they go around and around in our mind and we're missing the present moment. And that's where the mindfulness is so important, because the present moment is really all that we have. I mean, we have this moment and now this moment.
Right.
Right.
You can't get it back after it's gone. Right. It's right. Being present. It's that little image. And people have probably seen it of a man. And I'm talking about dogs a lot today, a man and his dog. And the dog is just thinking about sitting next to his owner. And the man's got all these bubbles in his head thinking about it's, you know, do you want to have your mind full or mindful? And right, it's right. About being really connected. And that's why I think that the breathing techniques that you were talking about and the whole mindfulness of your sunshine quotient is so important. Because when you start having that anxiety, when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you have all these emotions that are coming in and crashing down on you and you don't know what to do, is when you take that breath. You just breathe and you can then focus your energy. And with mindfulness, there are so many benefits. You know, what are just a few of the benefits with mindfulness?
Well, the beauty of it is that it allows you some focus. And with that, you can take the pause and you can make a decision to respond, possibly, instead of that quick knee-jerk reaction.
Yep.
It allows you to make a more positive choice. It allows you to allow that vagal nerve stimulation to actually work. And it calms you down, it raises your vibration, it allows you time to think, and it allows you time to respond. And the more positive choices that you make, those positive synapses in your brain just keep working, you know, developing more positive neural pathways. And that, you know, helps people improve their behavior. And that's exactly, you know, what we want. I mean, we, you know, we are what we repeatedly do.
Right.
And so, right. So having, you know, that framework to work with, to actually give yourself the opportunity to get connected with you, it allows people also to find out more of who they are. And the more mindful you can be, I mean, and you can practice this just by focusing on, you know, when you're washing your hands or when you're going for the walk or when you're out with that dog, to be with the dog.
Right. Right. Whether that's a man or a dog. No, no. Right. But I think that's important because, and it takes a while, right? Just like any habit. So yes. Just because you might have learned a technique today, mm-hmm. you repeat it tomorrow, you get a little bit better. And even if you don't think it's working, it takes it a while to become a habit. It takes it a while so that you see a difference. So it's being patient with these, you know, with the mindfulness and with the exercises. Mm-hmm. So how can one become more mindful?
It's just creating that framework for yourself. It's really about the power of decision. Making that decision to actually do it, as you say, you know, to do that each time. When I teach people about the sunshine quotient breathing, I actually ask them to calendar time 4 times a day on their phone to just take a few minutes and do 3 or 4 breaths just to establish the habit of doing it. So then when they do start getting a little anxious and whatnot, it's just like, oh, right. You know, remember the breathing, you know, and then they take in the breath. What I like about developing the mindfulness too, it allows meditation practices to come more easily. Yeah. And of course, you know, the meaning of meditation is to become familiar with. And the one that you're getting familiar with is you, because we're all part of this universal energy. And the energy that is actually, you know, you don't breathe yourself, you don't make your heart beat on your own. It's getting in tune with that universal energy. And it's really pretty much about figuring out the rules of the game. And when I say figuring it out, it's allowing that information to come to you, to quiet the mind, to allow, I mean, you know, we're emitting information and light all of the time, and information is coming to us all of the time. And so it's allowing us to be open to more of that information and actually learning how to interpret it and how we can use it.
Well, and I think it's important just it's making sure you understand what your, you know, for lack of better terms, triggers are. When yes. do you need to take that extra breath? Or, you know, I like to say it's all the time. Right? When you're transitioning from one activity to another, are you really getting ready to be in that moment? Whether that's checking your phone or going to do the dishes or sitting in to do a homework, write a paper, write a chapter in the next book you're writing, mm-hmm. doing something with your family, your friends, take a moment to do that deep breath, to get to be mindful and be totally physically present, you know, ground yourself physically before going into any activity that you're doing. And I think that helps when you can literally ground yourself, whether that's touching a surface, you know, having your feet flat on the ground and not sitting on them or crossing your legs or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. And as we practice those more mindful moments on a regular basis, it just becomes habit, kind of like getting up and brushing your teeth in the morning or washing your hands after you, you know, touch dirty food or whatever it might be.
Right. And the other thing that I think is so wonderful about it is that, you know, there's so much to be said for energy principles and universal laws. And of course, we all learned about the law of gravity very quickly. I mean, that's a universal that everybody knows. But what's so interesting is that there are other universal laws and energy principles that people haven't necessarily been exposed to. And those are things that a greater understanding of these principles really come into play when you open yourself up, as I said, to, you know, allowing that information to come in and learning the rules of the game and how to make those rules work to your benefit.
I completely agree with that. And I think that's some of the stuff that we're going to get into during the next segment will be a great way for folks to get that in their diet, so to say. And I think that will be wonderful for listeners. So if you are just tuning in now, you want to stay online here because we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about a mind diet. But before we go, Catherine, you have a demonstration of the sunshine quotient on your site. You have an upcoming seminar or webinar on March 9th that folks can go to. So tell folks how they can reach you and how they can take great access to these free items.
Well, on my website, theartofselfcraftsmanship.org, it's very easy to either schedule or find, you know, the downloads. I have a workbook that is a free download, which is an introduction to energy principles and universal laws. And it's not comprehensive, but it's a wonderful introduction to, you know, allow people to understand a little bit more about what all is really happening out there and in here, right?
And I have taken a look at that, folks. So go and download that free workbook. It's great.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you looked at it. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And you're also on social media on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
Yes.
And that's on Catherine Chadwick Consulting for Facebook and Instagram. And LinkedIn, you're under Catherine Chadwick.
Correct.
Great. So your website is theartofselfcraftsmanship.org.
Yes, correct.
Wonderful. Pardon me. So thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break and come back to talk about a mind diet. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Catherine Chadwick. Thank you again for being with us today.
It's really a pleasure to be here, Erica. I'm enjoying this. Thank you.
Good. So during the last segment, we talked about mindfulness, its importance, and some really tips to become more mindful and be patient with yourself as it takes time, right? With any new technique you learn, your breathing techniques, your mindfulness, it's not going to happen overnight. It's one day you learn it, the next day you practice it more until it becomes just a regular part, like brushing your teeth, washing your hands, getting dressed in the morning. But I mentioned before the break that we would be talking about a mind diet. So let's just jump right in. What do you mean by a mind diet?
Well, the most important fuel that you have coming into you is the universal energy fuel, because that's actually what's fueling you, right? That's your most important diet that you have. I mean, you know, getting back to where you don't breathe yourself, you don't make your heart beat. This is a real energy that we are all a part of. We're like spiritual beings having a human experience. And people talk about people being in their earth suits, right? And that's really what we're doing. And so you can feel this energy moving through you, and sometimes you're more aware of it than others. But the more mindful you become, the more you meditate, the more you get in tune with this energy, then it's easier to understand what I'm talking about as far as the mind diet as well. Your nutritional diet is absolutely important, because that's what is fueling, you know, the physical body part. But your nutritional diet is really secondary, I believe, to the universal energy fuel. So, you know, it's you can continue to eat without recognizing this universal energy. However, the nutritional diet doesn't serve you nearly as well if you are disconnected, because it's the body, mind, spirit connection that is ultimately important as to how well we operate. Because over 90% of physical illnesses and conditions are lifestyle induced. And that's a staggering percentage. And so, you know, it really points to the importance of being connected and being in tune with that energy and how to make it work for you. And so that's why our thoughts and our words really matter. How a person speaks to themselves is just so critical as to how their life story plays out.
Yep. It's one of my favorite things. I say it in work and in life is words matter. And what you say to yourself, think about, would you say that to a friend? Would you say that to a loved one? Would you say that to your child? And if you're not speaking kindly, whether that's just words out loud or thoughts in your head to yourself, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you live with yourself every single day. And those thoughts, you know, thoughts become things. So if you're constantly surrounded by friends, family who are negative, right? So if your friends are negative and they're having a poor role model for you, those thoughts and words and activities that they do really get into your mind diet, right? That's not what you want to or need to be around. And when you are speaking to yourself or constantly around people who are complaining or negative, as opposed to positive and uplifting and supportive, that's gonna have a real toll on your not only mental health, emotional health, and then in turn physical health.
Right.
And it's important for folks, you know, thoughts become things, you know, words matter, and you need to make sure that you're doing that. I mean, you think about, what do you watch on TV? What do you read? What images do you see on social media? Where are you surrounding yourself that you can get out? And I laugh because someone's like, so if I just read positive thoughts and have those, you know, daily positive affirmations, I'll be good. I'm like, well, you're not Stuart Little. you know, from Saturday Night Live, if anybody knows, you're looking in the mirror saying, you know, I love myself, you know, gosh darn it, people like me. Well, that is, it becomes a habit. It might not turn overnight, but those positive thoughts and positive affirmations do help as you go through the entire process.
Well, yes, because your thoughts cause your feelings and your feelings cause your actions, right? And so how we speak and talk to ourselves influences how we feel. And that influences what decisions we make, what actions we take or what actions we do not take.
Right.
It, because it's just how it works. You know, words are the language of the mind and feelings are the language of the body. The body is basically the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind accepts what the conscious mind gives it. So if you're feeding it a steady diet of negativity, then, you know, obviously it's very obvious. It's no wonder that the body is going to respond in a negative fashion. The other thing that's fascinating is that, you know, we are so programmed. By the time we're 7 years old, you know, we have been basically imprinted by the people in our environment. And so by the time we're 35 years old, we're running on programs, you know, not like 95% of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because these programs get handed down from generation to generation, and what I refer to as often without evaluation, because we each think about 70,000 thoughts in a day, and about 90% of those thoughts are the same as the day before and the day before that and the day before that. So most people are just dragging the yesterdays along with them. And so what are the chances of being able to really make any progress unless you understand those 10%? Mm-hmm. That allow you to be able to work with that energy to make those changes, to develop those habits that you were talking about earlier.
And that is important. I mean, so we're talking about, you know, why our thoughts and words matter. Mm-hmm. And you did allude to it a little bit about why does it matter what we eat? And it's important, right? I mean, not just nutritionally, but it is important for your mind as well.
Oh, absolutely, because the nutrition not only, like, for instance, for a heart healthy diet, you know, obviously that supports the muscle of your heart, but it also supports you, you know, with those nutrients. It also supports your brain and your kidneys and, you know, all of the other organs and supports your whole body and how it works. So I believe that it's important to for people to educate themselves. Not only as to how the mind works a little bit, and I don't mean that you have to be a neuroscientist, but understanding the basics of how these things worked and how, because that's how you can learn to use it. And a nutritional diet is the same. I mean, there are tons of diets out there, but the same diet doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
However,
listen to your body, right?
There are certain guidelines because, you know, we all are aware that our food supply is not as clean as it once was. There are a lot of additives and preservatives and, you know, a lot of layers in the production these days. And there are an awful lot of processed foods and different things out there that don't have much nutritional value. And quite often they have, you know, added sodium and added sugar. And your body, it does not operate well with those things.
Absolutely. So It's important what we surround ourselves with, our minds, our thoughts, our friends, our social media, our mentors. You know, are you on the right path if you're looking for a mentor or a coach? Any of those things. It's so important to look to see what's around you. If you've got that, if you're feeling constantly negative, what's your environment? You know, change that environment to the extent you can, right? As much as you can, get yourself around that positive people, role models, thoughts. What are you watching on TV? You know, sometimes I go, I had really weird dreams last night. I was being hunted. I was being chased. Well, you know, I like serial killer documentaries. Perhaps I shouldn't watch those right before I go to bed. You know, those sort of things that you, those affect your sleep, then your sleep pattern. And then are you well rested? Well, if you're not well rested, how does that negativity, everything is interconnected. It builds on one another. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important. And then of course your diet. So your mind diet is combined with all of that. And once people realize that, I think they start educating themselves a little bit better for that.
Oh, I think so. Because I think that, as you say, it's important to know what you're feeding yourself. It's also, and as you mentioned, it's also important to listen to your body. Yes. Because your body gives you a lot of signals. And quite often, we push those to the side. We're too busy. We've got to do this. We've got to do that, right? And, you know, oh, well, I'll just deal with that later. And all of those, well, I'll deal with it later, they all add up.
Yep.
The next thing you know, the complaint bag from the body is overflowing. And you've got an issue, right?
Yeah. I like, you know, people call it your gut or your intuition. I like to call it your internal GPS. Are you listening? Because, you know, your mind and body, your heart, everything is interconnected and they're trying to guide you. They're trying to, you've told it what you wanted, but then you're resisting the guidance. You're muting the woman or the man that's telling you where to go because you're not listening to your internal GPS.
Oh, of course we all have stories. You know, I knew it in my gut I should have done this or I should have done that, but we ignored it. And it was just like, ugh. And so now the consequences of that sometimes aren't very pretty, are they?
No. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to end today's show with a very important concept, which is there's more to your life than helping someone else live theirs. And I tell you, that's a big statement and a very important concept. So we're going to get into that in our final segment here. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Consider follow through in 5 stages. First, the vision. Describe the goal and strategy. Second, feasibility. Find out if there are constraints. Third, planning. Lay out a plan and a timetable with target dates. Fourth, action. Do the steps required to get to the finish line. And fifth, completion. Tie up any loose ends. Most people are more comfortable with either planning or doing. Strong planners may hyper-focus on planning and never get to the action. Impatient doers jump straight into action, but can get derailed if they didn't plan for contingencies. Realizing your tendencies, you can determine where your follow-through falls short. Learn the strategies that will keep you on track in my podcast, ADHD Self-Mastery, Customized Strategies for Your Unique Brain.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay or previous episodes. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Catherine Chadwick. Before we wrap up today's episode, tell listeners how they can reach you and take advantage of some of these great special offers you have.
Well, I would love it if you would visit my website, theartofselfcraftsmanship.org. And if you have any questions, you can reach me by email, which is CC, lowercase, the two letters CC, at sunshinequotient.org.
Wonderful. And don't forget that complimentary virtual event, Your Vision is Calling You, Time is Not Waiting, is March 9th at 12 p.m. Eastern. So yes, look at the website, check it out, and you won't want to miss it. So we've been talking about your sunshine quotient, mindfulness, a mind diet, and then there's this last concept I teased at before the break, which is there's more to your life than helping someone else live theirs. Why do you feel that this is an important concept?
I think that it's so easy to get caught up in paying attention to what everyone else is doing. You know, I can do this for you. Oh, yeah, I can help you do that. Oh, let me take care of this for you. Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I've been there. In fact, this is hysterical. When Post-it notes first came out, I went, oh, this is fabulous. I wrote a big no on, and I stuck it by each phone. I put it on the kitchen cupboards. I put it on my closet door. It was just like, stop already. Because I think so many of us get caught up in all of that, that we neglect ourselves. And then we get to the point of we become resentful because we've actually scheduled ourselves out of our own calendar. And I believe that that is detrimental to us on all levels. And the other thing that's really interesting to me, I've been thinking about this concept of self-care. And of course, those are big buzzwords right now. And I do believe that self-care is critical, but I believe it runs deeper than what most people think of as self-care, because I think self-care has been commercialized along with so many other things, you know, that, you know, go get the massage and, you know, go take time for this and go get the manicure and all of these things. And I'm not saying that these aren't great things to take advantage of, but there's more to it because it's really developing our inner operating system that needs the self-care. I mean, when you think about it, we're very good about updating our computer and our phone operating systems. And if we did that for ourselves on a regular basis, I mean, just think how much further ahead we'd be. So it's I like to think of also of the self-care as being like a garden. You know, this is certainly not a new concept, but I love it because it's so easy for people to visualize. Because your mind is like a garden, and what you're planting in there starts to germinate, right? And the self-care is the same way. What are you putting in your garden that's going to nurture you?
Right.
And it's the mindfulness and the connection, the meditation, the mind diet, the nutritional diet. It's all of these things. And what I believe is so critical that people realize is that self-care really takes more time than most people allot for.
Yep. It is. And it's also about setting boundaries, learning to say no. Right. But also learning not only to say no, but learning to communicate your boundaries up front. Mm-hmm. And because you can't blame somebody for stepping over a line that you drew when you didn't show them that you drew it or communicated what your boundary was. So if you're not communicating those needs, right, those boundaries on like, this is it. Mm-hmm. You can't blame for somebody if then they step over it and then you don't say it. Or let's say you communicated it. and then somebody stepped over it and you just moved the line. Right. Okay, now you're allowing that. And so making sure that part of self-care is staying true to those values that you have and those boundaries, mm-hmm. and taking the time that you need and communicating your needs. And that's all part of getting that positive affirmations, that your self-esteem, boosting all that stuff inside you so that you can shine bright and you can emit the vibes, because then you're going to attract those right people that are going to be respectful of those things. So, you know, it is very important, which kind of gets me to my next and probably last question, because we're running out of time here. But why do intention and decision matter so much when we're talking about, you know, living your life and not someone else live theirs?
Well, what you tolerate is what you teach.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Say that again.
What you tolerate is what you teach.
I love it.
I know.
It's so simple, but it's like an aha moment. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that along that line, it's imperative that we each make those decisions about those boundaries that you were talking about. And what's your storyline? What, you know, your life is like your story. I had so much fun a couple of weekends ago. I went to visit my daughter and her family, and two of my grandchildren are there, and they're ages 5 and 8. And oh my gosh, they're so fun. So I took this make your own movie kit with me, and you can actually get an app on your phone. It's a stop motion app. There are several of them. And, you know, you set up the backdrop and you put the little figures out and you take a still, and then you move the figure, you take a still, you know, and move the figure and whatnot. And so, and this app will connect all of the stills into this short video. And so the kids were having so much fun with this, but they also realized that if they didn't have a clear story, if they didn't know what shots to set up, if they didn't know how to portray, how to tell the story and learn all of the working parts, then the video wasn't very good. And it didn't, it didn't tell the clear story. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just so reflective and representative of how we live every day, how we live our lives. What's our story? Okay, get the storyboard out and make the decision, you know, and create those intentions. Because if you have strong intentions and you are setting those boundaries and you have made decisions as to, you know, what lights you up? What would you love? What do you want your life to be? And if you have these intentions, when you get knocked off your flight path just a little bit, it's so much easier to get back on. And I think it's just so fun to really think of it in those terms, because it's really not so daunting, right?
Right, right. And knowing that you're probably going to have to take a little detour, but that's okay.
Yes.
Right? You still know where you want to go. And I love that. I think that's a great analogy and a great teachable moment. I'm all for my son still tells me everything was a learning opportunity, Mom. And I said, yes. And for the rest of your life, you will have learning opportunities. So it is, you grow for them. I mean, grow from them.
Right. It was so funny when you were talking earlier about setting boundaries and, you know, letting people know what your boundaries are. And oh my gosh, when my daughter was about 3 years old or so, I'd say, hey, Kels, you know, let's get cleaned up. We'll get all tidied up before we have dinner and whatnot. And she'd flash me this great big smile and she'd say, no, thanks. And I'm like, how come I don't know that?
And I know we were talking about mindfulness and breathing techniques. And my son, sorry, Connor, he was a biter. He couldn't get his words out. So he was emotional. And so we worked with breathe out the mad, right? So when you're mad, before you go to bite, breathe it out, breathe out the mad. And that would calm him down, right? It was just a breathing technique. It calmed him down enough that he could make his mind right and think. And it is those little things that you pick up as you go along, like they can do it. You can do it at 3 years old. You can say no at 3 years old and appropriately, of course, say no. And it works. If they can learn it then, we can learn it even as adults, whether you're 35, 40, 50, 60, we can do that.
Well, the thing that's so interesting is that, you know, things are changing very rapidly right now. And it's getting back to that intention and that applied persistence and correcting course all of the time, because it's using the new knowledge that allows you to evolve and letting go of the old knowledge, right? And using this new knowledge, it allows you to keep up with the universe as that's now still evolving, right?
Yes. And I think that's a great way to end the show, because we are out of time, but I want to thank you personally for joining us, and thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast, and don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have an amazing day. And I look forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.